KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChu portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChu, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks that used a pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. I'll go through those, and then we'll go to the RF. Good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla of Traveler's Rest. K4OSH, Mr. Pat down in Malden. KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at Table Rock. KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, he's down in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, she's also in Simpsonville. And KO4RMM, Mr. Kurt, over in Greenville. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad in Campobello, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. She's also in Campobello. And KN4MDA, Mr. John at Lyman. And KO4RAX, Mr. Jim. He's up there in Dacusville. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope everybody has a great evening. I had a great number of check-ins on the pre-check-in function, so appreciate y'all using that function on the repeater. To the alphabet now, the RF check-ins, starting off with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS? Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West from Green County, be native and native, 7-3, you and all on the net, tell us twice and hello.
You
November, November Hotel. Okay, 4 and an 8. My name is Fred. I'm over at Melbourne tonight on my way to work. Same for you, Gary. Mr. Joy, all set. It'll be negative and negative tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WG4MC, Master Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile in Pelzer tonight, headed to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful on the mobile and don't work too hard when you get there. And K4OIM. Walt, I about messed your call all to pieces. But we got you up there at Lake Bowen in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us there, Walt. K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Lake Bowen in Edmond. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in fuel Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd is in the building.
I would like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. It's Chris. Please check in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
DOS. C8RON. Whiskey Delta 8. Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No comments, no traffic. I'll stick around for the rag chute.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you're doing well. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
QOS. I'll check in and out. I'm out of turn two. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QALQ, Linda. We're down in Piedmont. Good evening to you, Joy, and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4PFI. That's my big old tall buddy, Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Don, you ain't never out of turn as long as you make it in. We do appreciate it, and you take care. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. Name is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November, PGH Kelton Easley. And I'll stick around for some comments. Good evening to everybody on the net. And Gary, thank you for calling the net.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. And Gary, you can take my item off of the swap net. Thank you, sir.
US. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. It's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
DOS. Check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia. Don't have a great signal on y'all tonight, but 73 to Wild. God bless.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4WWZ. Mr. Chandler, mobile over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chandler. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well, and I will remove your item from the swap net. Thanks for letting me know there, young man. Also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And WX4DAT, Mr. Danny, all the way up there in Gastonia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The front of the alphabet, A through Z. A through D. Getting ahead of myself. Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Listen to SwapNet. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Tell Miss Joy we said hello.
4DOS. FK1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland. And we're located in Pickens. And a very, very great good evening to all.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KN4CHY. Mr. Keith down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure and tell me sure that we say hello.
Like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. I hope y'all are doing well. Let's see, go back up to the alphabet and the Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening. radio at. In KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emin, and I'll be in and out tonight.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andrew. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but I will be listening to the swap net. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS. This is WB4, Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary. Miss Joy and everybody on the net. And Gary, it's been a while, but I'm going to try to stick around so I can chat with you a few minutes. So I'll be listening.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Chandler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there at Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you had a good day today. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. I'll be back to you for some comments in a little while. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, though I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, enjoy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in KF4. KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. He's the door prize winner tonight. He made number 50 on my list. So, Larry, you won the door prize. And Larry brings her along his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're both over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Okay, for DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, just listening. 73.
Say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, and 4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Minister Shane, up there at home tonight in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KN4VWA, Minister Steve, he's up there at Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well over there in Inman. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. Before we start the swap net, let's got an EchoLink station up. Let's see if we can get that EchoLink station checked in real quick. EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Hope you're able to copy me okay. If you would, sir, please check for Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, and I'm mobile in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
And I would like to say good evening to AK4HR, Minister Mike. He's mobile in Simpsonville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip on to the house, if that's where you're headed. But be safe out there anyway. Appreciate you being with us. All right, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Let's see here. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a digital model. That's a model 544. It was like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. Comes with a power supply, and it would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC-978. That's an SDR transceiver, and it would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base station. It has a built-in power supply. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. A fellow has three 24-foot pieces of 2-inch T6 aluminum mast pipe. This T6 has a quarter of an inch thick wall. They're 24 feet long, they're 2 inches OD, that's outside diameter, and he would like $185 a piece for these pieces of aluminum pipe. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He has the mount, the microphone, the power cord. It puts out 65 watts, and he would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Kenwood 430. He has an MC, Kenwood MC50 microphone, a desk mic, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4, JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
I would like to say good evening. KO4, JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS-5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger. It would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Motorola MT-2000. That's a UHF HT. It does not have a charger. And he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Motorola Radius GM300 VHF 16-channel mobile. It does not have a microphone, and then he would like $180 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Motorola Radius 16-channel UHF mobile transceiver, and he would like $180 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. That's all we got on the SwapNet book so far this evening. Didn't have anybody list anything. Did have a gentleman take some an item off. I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. What that is, but I don't get any audio out of it. Let's go see who's first up on the stump tonight. That would be Mr. Ed, WD8RON, up there in Brevard. Ed, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump tonight. What have you been up to today there, young man?
R-O-N. We have guests from Florida on the way to Michigan. Today went up to Asheville and saw the animal. It's a small zoo with North Carolina small animals, up to a bear, and that was pretty interesting.
And I can't ever remember going up to the zoo in Asheville, but I think I'll have to ride up there one of these days. You know, Asheville's a beautiful little town. Not much little anymore. It sure is growing, but it's just like everything else. But that sounds like a whole lot of fun, a day trip up to the zoo in Asheville.
The North Carolina Nature Center, and it's got a lot of small, well, had several different kinds of wolves, a panda, and a bunch of other small animals, so, and very well laid out.
Neat. Greenville has got a small zoo. I guess they've still got it. I hadn't been in years. But we used to take our children when they were small down there on a regular basis. But my youngest is 45 now, so they ain't much babies anymore.
Out that when you have guests, that's when you really get to see all the things in where you live. Other than that, you don't really do much exploring, it seems like.
Really true. You know, you sit around the house until you have some guests come in, and then you want to take the guests out and show them around, and then while you're doing that, you get to see the sights as well.
Found out that there is an aviary zoo, if you will, up in Fletcher, but we haven't been up there yet, and we're going to go to the North Carolina Folkcraft Center tomorrow.
That sounds like a fun trip. What do they do? Just have all local crafts and stuff like that there?
We have all kinds of stuff like that. A lot of it from the web looks very nice.
Is that in, where is that located? Is that, that's not in Hendersonville, is it?
Sure, I believe. I don't have the papers with me here, but I can get them and get back to you in a few minutes, I think.
Well, that will be fine. If you want to do that, I couldn't remember where they had it. My sister lives up there in Hendersonville, and she goes to all these crazy places and have the crafts fair and stuff like that. But I haven't talked with her lately. I've got to get up and see her. She's got some iron skillets and pots and stuff like that that she has accumulated that she wants to get rid of, and I told her not to throw them away, that I wanted to go through them before she did anything with them.
I have a small museum for minerals. That's kind of interesting.
Well, no, me, I did not know that they had that up there in Hendersonville. Of course, Hendersonville's growing real well, too. You know, it's getting real big. It's not what it used to be years ago.
Reasonably amount, but I don't get over there very much, just to go shopping for a few things, but occasionally to go out for supper. We found a place over there that's pretty nice. It's called Eggs Up Grill, and they have all kinds of eggs, very nicely done, and very good waitstaff.
I'm like you, Ed. I don't go out much. I normally stay around the house. I don't go that much. Don't go as much as I probably could or should. But I have so much to do around the house, you know, with the garden and the yard and everything else that goes with it. And my wife's back is not what it once was, so I have to I don't have to stay real close to the house. She will be fine without me, she says. But I like being close in case something might happen.
I understand that. If anything goes wrong, if you say we want somebody close by.
I stay around the house more than anything else, but it sounds like y'all are having some fun with taking your guests out to all these nice places and getting to see a little bit of the countryside yourselves.
Very, very nice weather. A bright sunshine up in the probably the high 70s.
I think my outside thermometer got up to 80 today. I've got two outside thermometers. One is in a shaded area. The other one is out in the full sun, and the one out in the full sun got up to 80 today. I didn't look to see what the other one got up to, but it was a beautiful day out. It was really nice.
Chance to go looking for ropes for putting up my slinky. I'm hoping tomorrow to drag out an old dipole. I was reading tonight about a folded dipole and see if I can fit that within the space.
Those are real nice. Anytime you can get an antenna up in there, it's fun. And it's really nice that you can do that. And a lot of people, you know, we take it for granted, I guess, us folks that have area enough to put up antennas and don't live in HOAs, you know, where we can go out there and put an antenna if we want to. These people that's got smaller lots or no lot at all, you know, that live in an apartment complex or condos or something of that nature, they really don't have room to put up any kind of a outside antenna. And I feel kind of sorry for them, you know, because they can't do it. But, you know, there are ways around it. You know, the antennas you put up may not be as efficient as some of the others, but, you know, you can get around it and put something up to where you can at least talk a little bit on the radio.
Loop antennas and saw how people conceal those, either in attics or actually under balconies in a horizontal position, and that seemed to be effective. I think everybody has heard or worked with inverted Vs. I'm looking at using a V. I've got my two trees on a slope, and I'm wondering about having the ends of the dipole on mounted to the tree up as high as I can get it, and then actually the coax going to the center and have that down at the bottom of the slope. I wonder if anybody has ever worked with that.
Really do work. Most people put them up in an inverted V fashion, but in your case, putting it up in a V shape would work as well. I think I told you last night that I had a slinky antenna, and I always set mine up as an inverted V. I'm sure it would work in the V position. I've got up two out. Well, I've got up more than two, but I've got two wire antennas up. I've got they call it a super loop. It's a delta loop, three-sided with a control stub. It's, somewhere in the neighborhood of, I want to say 250, 260 feet, something like that. It's a big thing. You have to have 100 feet between two trees to put it up. And then I've got an infed that I put up with a 49-to-1 transformer, and it's 134 feet long, something like that, 135. But it's just a straight piece of wire. I did break it in the middle, went out 65, 66 feet, and put an insulator in, and then I put a 500 picofarad capacitor across it, and to complete the 80 meter version. And it works real well. It's resonant, and I don't have to use a tuner with it. But it's resonant on 40 and 80. Over.
Site that recommends distances for loops, because I've considered that, and I've got room to put up one. Trying to figure out just how many trees I can run wire through. I assume insulated wire because of the leaves. And I'm trying to figure out just how to run that. And I can do that with a couple of hundred feet.
I would, if I was going to put it in the trees with the limbs and the leaves, I would make it insulated, because if you put bare wire up there, you know what's going to happen when it grabs hold of a limb or a leaf or something of that nature. It's going to shorten it real big time. But now the loop works real well. I enjoy my loop. It does real well, and I'm pleased with it. But it's up, the top of it's up. It hangs in a, my loop is vertical instead of horizontal. And the bottom of it's about 35 feet off the ground. And the top of it is probably up about 65 feet.
Good. The Hendersonville Club, Blue River Amateur Radio Club, has a loop, and I know it goes through the trees. I haven't really been able to examine it that closely, but they seem to have good results with that.
I've got some friends that have what they call a skywire. It's a loop. I think it's over 500 feet long, but it goes around their house and their property and everything. It's up about 30 feet, and it works really, really well. The noise level on it, is the noise floor is very low, and the reception is just remarkable.
Okay, how to connect the radio to the loop, because it looks like most of the people with loops are using ladders, and I'm not exactly sure how to connect a ladder to the radio.
Several different ways you can go about it, Ed. The guy with the skywire, that, you know, the 500, over 500 feet loop, his is fed with so many feet of ladder line and then it changes at the end of the ladder line to a, I believe it's a 4-to-1 ballon, and then it feeds it with coax from there on into his shack. I had a friend that's a silent key now that fed his all of his antennas with ladder line. He had a hookup on the back of his radio for you know, the 450 ohm ladder line, and that's all he used. He never used a piece of coax.
Hey, so far as apparently he hooked one of the ladder wires to one end of it and the other end of the ladder to the other end, but somewhere there's a ground involved, and that's not what I'm trying to figure out.
I said that Mike, that's got the big loop up, his ladder line goes up and ties to one side of his ladder line ties to, it's not the corner of the loop, it's kind of back 2 or 3 feet from the corner. But one side of the ladder line ties to one side, and the other side ties to the other side of the loop, and then it goes back to a ballon, and then he runs coax on into his shack. So I'm sure you'll figure it out, Ed.
Some of the people over in Hendersonville, because they've worked with it, they seem very willing to help people out in terms of putting up antennas. We're trying to get a group set up to help each other put up antennas.
We do, you know, we try to help each other out down here. And, of course, I'm a lot of the folks will go up to Brevard or that area, Tuxedo, Fletcher, Hendersonville area. Don't have to go too terribly far, but we will go and help any way we can.
Been an individual, both have air guns to use instead of slingshots to get the loops up into the trees.
Real well. I've used slingshots. I've used bow and arrows. I've used, I've used the air cannons. I've used about anything you can think of to launch an antenna. As long as you can get it up in the air, that's all that really matters.
Trees cut, and the climber would get up, oh, he was a good 50, 60 feet high, because I had to take the big tree down because I was afraid if a heavy wind caused it to fall, it would hit the house. But while he was up there, one of his associates had a big slingshot at the end of a about a 6-foot pole, and the bag had coiled line, a braided line. He would take the weight, put it in the slingshot, and he was pretty accurate, shoot that line up to the climber, and the climber would then pull up what tools he needed.
AOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, those, well, matter of fact, we've got a couple of fellas in the club down here that have those things. They bought them from the tree service people, and they've got different weights in those, I call them bean bags. But they tie that's about an eighth of an inch, or maybe 3/16 of an inch cord that is a nylon type cord. They tie that onto that bag, and they shoot that thing with that slingshot. Boy, I tell you what, it'll go a long ways. But the good part about it is it weighs so much, it falls right down through the limbs and everything right back down to the ground. They work really, really well, but I haven't gotten that accurate with one of those. I've got a little slingshot that I made with a fishing reel on it. And I shoot a line over. I use 8-pound test line. A lot of folks use a whole lot heavier than I do. But I shoot a line over a tree limb with a 1-ounce sinker. And then I'll pull up a piece of masonry cord, the nylon masonry cord, and then I'll pull the rope up with it. So it takes me a little longer to do it, you know, instead of shooting a heavy line up, pulling a heavy line or a rope all the way up, I have to do it twice.
With my trees and all the limbs, how much it takes to get up there without getting tangled up in the limbs?
It depends on what you ricochet off of most of the time. That fishing line can bounce around up there, but that heavier line with heavier weights on it, it doesn't seem to bother that. It just goes up, goes through, and comes right back down. That seems to work real well.
What line do you use? Do you use monofilament or do you use a braided line?
I found monofilament.
Comment. I would not recommend using that braided line. It breaks too easy, and it's not made to hold any weight.
You can understand the breaking point. I was thinking the braided might be more flexible than the monofilament and be easier to handle that way.
Got the braided line there, Ed. I'll have to get some and try it just so I can answer that question. But when you get down to, you know, that braided line, you don't normally find it down around the 8-pound test range. It's normally has a little higher tensile strength than that 8-pound test line. But the 8-pound doesn't weigh that much, and it goes out of my reel real easy, and it'll go over a 100-foot tree real easy with no problem. So that's the reason I use it. But that's that. Boils down to personal preference as far as that goes.
Darwin, I think a lot of practice helps too.
It does, Ed.
The BOS, KN4CHY. I'm Keith here. I'm no fisherman, but from what I read, the braiding line is stronger for a given diameter against the same diameter monofilament. I've been using braided on my antenna launcher. I haven't used it a lot, so I hadn't put it to the test, but it seems to work pretty good.
Well, I appreciate that, Ed. There's a guy that uses the braided line, and he likes it. So you can go with whatever you want to use, Errol.
When you use the line like that, are you using a slingshot? With the line, or you're using a reel and just have the braided line coil up in a bag?
And kind of like what Gary does, I've got a little Zebco, and I ran my little small Zebco out of monofilament. So that's why I decided to try the braided line, because you can get that. Basically what I did is went for about the same strength line, but that makes the braided line a little smaller. And so far it's worked. Over.
A whole lot of good knowledge from talking to everybody, and when I get ready to throw this thing up, I'm going to certainly try to put some of it into practice.
And, if any fishermen are out there and can confirm any of this, feel free to jump in there. I'm not the fisherman. Anyway, KN4CHY, back to net.
I appreciate you jumping in there. I've never used a braided line, so I couldn't answer the question. I've always used monofilament. But, Ed, there you go. When you get ready to put those antennas up in the air, let us know on the net a couple of days ahead of time, and maybe somebody will show up there to help you out.
I try to get everything lined up so I know exactly what needs to be done and get support pulleys and whatever else I'll need once it's up in the trees.
Get ready, buddy. You're going to fall.
Well, it's, you get it all ready and get it, get ready to put it up. Just give us a holler. Like I said, give us a couple of days notice on the net. And I'm sure there'll be several people to come up and help you out with it. What else you got for us tonight, Ed?
Let people know what's going on here. I'm still working on getting the equipment set up. I'm going to take my HF transmitter over to a friend, and he's going to fire it up because I haven't used it in so long. And he's got the equipment to put low voltage and build up voltage on it so I don't just give it full blast when I first start it.
It'd be a good idea to bring it up slowly on a variac. if you haven't had it on in quite some time. Another friend of mine, he said, it doesn't matter. He said, put the power to it. He said, if it's something's going to blow, it'll go ahead and blow out, and then you can repair it, and then you won't have to worry about it. So some people like to bring them up slow, but my buddy down there, he likes to bring them up real quick, and of course, he likes to repair radios a lot, too. So I'm with you. I'd rather bring it up slow and make sure nothing pops and it lets the magic smoke out.
COTS-820S, and I don't think I've had it turned on for at least 20 years.
Turn that up on a variac kind of slow.
My entry box in, I got my furnace people to come drill a hole. It turns out that the stone facing on the house is about 5 inches thick, and I tried a masonry drill line and they wouldn't even touch it. They've got big ones about 2 or 3 inches in diameter and water cooled that they use to put holes through when they're running plumbing stuff for the furnaces.
The equipment to do it with, and I'm like you, I don't have the equipment for something that thick, but I don't know, I'd probably try to do it myself, but it'd take me a long time to get it done.
Oh, and I tried it with a drill, and it would not even touch it. It just almost wouldn't even scratch the surface.
POS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I can understand that, but you get a good carbide tip bit with a hammer drill, and it'll make a dent in it. It may take some time, but it will make a dent in it. If you use just a regular type drill, it doesn't have the impact in there. It won't hardly make a dent in it. It'll take a very, very long time with that.
Have a hammer drill, and all I had was a regular drill with the carbide tip, but that wouldn't do it. And I needed a good size of the 2 inches to run the PVC pipe through to put the cables through. So it really made it nice that he could do that for me.
KI4MRA.
KI4MRA, Mr. Fred, how were you this evening?
Hey, but I heard you say you still had the net going. If you want to put me on your logs, you haven't closed it out.
KF4WWC, KF4DLS.
Yeah, the net's still going on, Fred. We in the rag chute portion. I was talking to Ed, WD8RON up there at Brevard, and I still got a couple of rag chewers. But we got you in the log here, young man. Hope you're doing well.
I just sent my aircraft out, and I'm going to enjoy the next 2 weeks off for my rest period. Thanks again, man. You guys, back to you, KI-4. DLS is KI-4MRA.
You enjoy your rest period, and we'll talk to you after a little bit. KO-4WWZ, Chandler, go ahead.
Here, I got a text from Daniel. KJ-4WZ, which is to be checked in.
Chandler, we got him, KJ4WZ, Mr. Daniel, and I don't know where he's at, but we got him on the logbook. Thanks for letting me know. Back to you there, Ed. WD8RON, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate all the information here, everybody. And I think you said you had some other people lined up who want to say something also, so I'll turn it back to you.
Well, like I said, when you get everything set up, get ready to put your antennas up, and let us know on a couple of days before on the net, and I'll see if I can't ride up there. I would love to get up to Brevard and up in that area. I need to get up to Penrose anyway, so that give me an excuse to ride up that direction. But we do appreciate it. I hope you have a great evening, and we will talk to you a little bit later. We have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Please check me in late. Sorry about that. I was hoping to catch you earlier tonight. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Jamie, And also Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. Checks and KJ4YLN, Jamie and Sabrina Chesney. Checking in and out, Gary, but say hello to Miss Joy for us and hope you all doing well.
Hello, Gary.